Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of those people that are weak, those people that are poor, those Muslims that are undistinguished. So today's hadith and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rubba ash'atha aghbara madfu'in bil abwabi law aqsama 'ala Allah la abarrahu. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, many a disheveled and dusty person, such a person that is repulsed from the doors of people. In other words, he comes to the doors of people, people just push him away. No attention is given to that type of person. Such a disheveled, dusty person. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, but if that person, if he were to take an oath in the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala would fulfill his oath in his favor. In other words, the oath that this person is taking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill that oath. So they are such people that outwardly they don't appear to have any contact. Sometimes it happens that outwardly you don't give them much attention. But such a link and ta'aluk they got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if they have to say something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that thing happen. So such a great and strong contact they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just mention one incident under this. Sometimes we find that Allah Ta'ala in our own community has given us such pious people that we have, that often that we take them for granted. Very often it happens that we've got pious people, people that are linked up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try and strengthen our relationship, our ta'aluk, our contact, try and sit in the majalis and take benefit from them, because they are such people. So outwardly we don't see this, but their ta'aluk and the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes Allah Ta'ala just gives us a glimpse of it. He'll show us that these people have got such great relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they are found in such close proximity to us. It's so easy for us to benefit from these type of people, sit in the majalis, whether we see it or we don't see it, but sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows just a glimpse of it. Under this hadith, one incident comes to mind, that on one occasion, I'm just mentioning it as ibrat for us, one of my children, one of the small boys, they had hurt the hand at night. Hurt the hand in such a way that it was like dislocated, not moving at all. The child was crying continuous. The doctor came to check it up at night and said, you know what, this is quite serious. In the morning we'll have to take it to a specialist. But for now, just try and take some painkillers, give the child some painkillers and keep him in that condition, that let him just try and spend the night. It was difficult to get a specialist now at this time of the night. So anyway, we did that. By the whole night, the child was crying, despite the painkillers. The pain could not move at all. It was so badly dislocated. Anyway, at Fajr time, I got another surgeon. I contacted him, specialist, maybe over 35, 40 years, senior person in the hospital. Told him, please, the child is in a lot of pain. See if you can have a look. So he came at Fajr time. After Fajr Salah, he came, and he looked, tried to make the child move his hand. Look, says, you know what, this hand looks quite serious. Child can't move at all, can't move the fingers, is continuously crying in pain, even with a slight touch. This is very serious. What we need to do is take him to hospital as soon as you can. So anyway, I left for madrasa, I went to Darul Uloom Ispingo, and then in the sabak, my ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he did this particular hadith. There are such people that lo aqsama ala Allah la abarrahu, if they have to take an oath in Allah, Allah will fulfill their oath. So he did this hadith in class. After class, I went and mentioned to him. I told him that, you know what, this happened to the child, can't move the hand, please make special dua for him. So he looked at me and he said, inshallah, he'll be okay. I looked at the time, it was 10 past 7 in the morning. So anyway, as I'm coming back now from madrasa, I'm making arrangements to try and get appointment and try and get a letter for x-rays, etc. The x-rays, they ask you for a letter normally, a referral. So I'm trying to make all the arrangements for the referral, get the letters. As soon as I get him, I can take him for the x-rays and then go to the specialist. But as when I come home, to my surprise, this child is running around, moving hands, everything. Perfect. So I ask the family that, what happened? How suddenly this child? So they say they also don't know. This child was sitting lame, couldn't move, absolutely lame. But exactly at 7:10, he started moving his hands. And he said, I don't know, I can move, I can run, everything is normal. 7:10, I saw the time there, and 7:10, they say that he just started moving. So there are certain walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lo aqsama ala Allah la abarrahu, that if they were to take an oath in Allah, Allah Ta'ala will make it happen in their favor, even if it has to go against science, even if it has to go against it, against our logic, even if it has to go against everything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make the word happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. So there are such people we've got in our community. We should always try and take advantage like that. There are many awliya Allah that we should see how we can take benefit in whichever way we can, whether we ask them for dua or just show a little bit of respect to them, sit in the majalis and take benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just to finish off that incident, when I told that specialist that came that morning, 35-40 years, he says the only thing I can attribute this to is the dua of that person that you asked to make dua. He says nothing else. There's no other explanation I can tell you that the child that was looking so serious suddenly is just running around. The only thing I can tell you is the dua of the person that you asked. Even the specialist said this. Allahumma.